Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening over the phone, over the radio, and later on the recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this beautiful sunny Sabbath, June 22nd, 2019. This is our lesson 280, review, part 2 of chapter 61, entitled Zacchaeus, part 2. Our opening hymn is entitled, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry, while another thou art calling. Do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry, while another thou art calling. Do not pass me by. Let me at the throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry, while another thou art calling. Do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, would I see thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit. Save me by thy grace. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry, while another thou art calling. Do not pass me by. Though the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me, who have I on earth beside thee, who in heaven but thee? Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry, while another thou art calling. Do not pass me by.
Amen. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones. May we all bow our heads and our hearts, dear ones, as we come before the throne. Righteous and heavenly Father, as we come before thee, Father, with all the precious families, those that are listening on the phone, on the radio, and also in a room, later on the recording, we would like to invite you, Father Jesus, to be in the midst of us. May you help us, dear Lord. May you send your Holy Spirit. May you open our hearts, our minds. And may you also give us the ability to understand, Father, everything that we are about to hear, and also grant us the power to be able to put them into practical use. May you bless each and every one of our families, those that are sick, those that are having difficulties to be able to come in the room, those, Father Jesus, that are scattered abroad. May you be with each one of us, those that are traveling, Father. May you remember all the little children that will be among us, that they may be able to have the Spirit of the Lord to give them understanding and to help them, Father, to later go back to the same studies and ask that they may have communion with you, Father, so you will be able to bring the Word of God and seal it in their heart. Forgive us for our sins and our iniquity and our shortcoming. Forgive us for our own Christ-like spirit. We plead in Father Jesus for the righteousness of Christ to be placed upon us. Help us that we may be able to surrender all our will to thee, Father, and put all things on the altar. We thank you for the privilege to be able to be here. May you keep our connection, Father Jesus, steady. And may you give us a blessed Sabbath, Father Jesus, not only for today, but for the rest of the week. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Our verse to our reviews is taken from Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, from the King James Version. It is a memory song of the verse, and my dear sister Gina will be the one to share it in the room.
Come now, and let us reason together. That's what God said. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be as white as the snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come now, and let us reason together. That's what God said. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord.
Amen.
So what have we learned in ways we have grown this week, dear ones? Before we hear your question, your comments, anything you would like to share with your dear family, let us review our part two of our lessons in the study book, Desire of Ages. We are in Desire of Ages, page 554. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
So, blessings, everyone. The multitude give way, and Zacchaeus, walking as in a dream, leads the way toward his own home. But the rabbis look on with scowling faces and murmur in discontent and scorn that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Desire of Ages, page 554, paragraph 1.
Page 554. Zacchaeus had been overwhelmed, amazed, and silenced at the love and condescension of Christ in stooping to him. So unworthy, now love and loyalty to his newfound master unseal his lips. He will make public his confession and his repentance. Desire of Ages, page 554, paragraph 2.
Desire Ages 5:5:5. In the presence of the multitude, Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I have given to the poor, and if they have taken anything, if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Desire of Ages 5:5:5, paragraph 1. Amen.
We are in Desire of Ages, pages 555. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 555. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. For so much as he also is the son of Abraham. Desire of Ages, page 555, paragraph 2. When the rich young ruler had turned away from Jesus, the disciples had marveled at their master, saying, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? And on the slide, it's 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. Amen. And then also Mark chapter 10, verse 25. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
And continuing on the next slide. This is the Desire of Ages, page 555, paragraph 3. They had exclaimed one to another, who then can be saved? Now they had a demonstration of the truth of Christ's words. The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Mark chapter 10, verse 24 and 26. Luke chapter 18, verse 27. They said, how? Through the grace of God, a rich man could enter into kingdom. And on the side it says, who then can be saved? The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Jesus. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, with God all things are possible. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Next slide, please. And continuing on, before Zacchaeus had looked upon the face of Christ, he had begun the work that made him manifest as a true penitent. Before being accused by man, he had confessed his sin. He had yielded to the conviction of the Holy Spirit and had begun to carry out the teaching of the words written for ancient Israel, as well as for ourselves. And I'll let the next person go ahead and take this.
Desire of Ages, page 555. The Lord had said long before, if thy brother be waxen poor and fallen in decay with thee, then thou shalt relieve him, yea, though he be a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with thee. Take thou no usury of him or increase, but fear thy God, that thy brother may live with thee. Yeah, thou shalt not give him thy money upon usury, nor lend him thy victuals for increase. Desire of Ages, next slide please. Continuing, ye shall not therefore oppress one another, but thou shalt fear thy God. Leviticus 25:35-37:17. These words have been spoken by Christ himself when he was enshrouded in the pillar of cloud. At the very first response of Zacchaeus to the love of Christ was in manifesting compassion toward the poor and suffering. Desire of Ages, page 555, paragraph 4.
Reading on page 555. Among the Republicans, there was an confederacy so that they could oppress the people and sustain one another in their fraudulent practice. In the extortion, they were both carrying out what had become an almost universal custom. Next slide, please. Oh, and next to the slide, it's Israel under Rome, Roman taxation system. Two primary taxes. Roman government sold the rights to collect the taxes. profits and gain by taxing more than they should. Tax collectors were revealed as the worst. Next slide, please. Continuing the reading, page 555. Even the priests and the rival who despised them were guilty of enriching themselves by dishonest practice under cover of their sacred calling. But no sooner did Zacchaeus yield to the influence of the Holy Spirit, amen, than he cast aside every practice contrary to his integrity. Desiree 555, paragraph 5. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. So our opening scripture to consider for our questions and answer and comments is taken from 1 Peter 3:15 from the King James Version, that it says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." So what have we learned in ways we have grown? Now, dear ones, it's open for anyone to be able to ask any question, give any comment, anything that was impressed in their heart during the part one and part two section of our study, Zacharias. May you unmute your mic. I believe there was a question that was asked from our last review, I think by dear sister Ceresia. If it's possible, you can be able to refresh our memory. You had asked what was going to be the outcome of Zacharias after when he had repented and confessed his wrong by doing restitution and returning what he had stolen from the people. If there is anything that I'm kind of losing out of the question that you have, sister, is it possible that you can be able to refer the question once more, if you remember?
I think I had asked, do we know what was the end result after his encounter with Christ? Do we know what happened to him after that? Was he a faithful follower, or did he go back to his old ways? I didn't ask in that much of the same phrase, but I think that was the gist of the question. What was the outcome of Zacchaeus?
In our last chapter, which will be chapter 3 for next week, it did give a little bit of what had happened with the outcome of his conviction. Not only did he become convicted, but by the Holy Spirit moving his heart to make restitution, and the word that he had actually studied, because it did say that Zacchaeus at first was a man that did study the scripture, and that's how the Lord had drawn his heart. And by the movement and the pricking of the Holy Spirit, it came about the different step that he had done. So I'm going to see if I can give away a little bit of next chapter that it tells you what happened to him. But meanwhile, I will allow any one of the dear brethren to ask any question or comments until when I can get the information. Okay, let's see. Is there any one of the dear brethren had anything that they would like to add to the questions? Please do so while I try to get into the other chapter.
Sorry, I have a question. I'm trying to remember if at the beginning of we first started studying the story of Zacchaeus. I'm trying to remember if it was the seeds that were planted in Zacchaeus' heart, that it was, if it goes as far back as in the days when John was preaching. Was it about that time that the seeds were planted? Do we know? Do you remember? I'm not sure if that was what I remember gathering from the when the study first started. And I'm just saying the seeds were planted, the seeds of truth, to why his heart was being worked upon that, like, no one knew. I think we gathered that. Sorry if I'm not being clear enough.
Dear sister, I believe you're correct that he had heard the preaching of John, and that sort of started him thinking and pondering and so on. And then when news of Christ and his teachings reached him, that just built upon that same conviction. And as far as what happened to Zacchaeus, you know, he was the chief tax collector, but because he's now sort of going against the norm, the no longer extorting and being fraudulent, but actually returning back money with interest, you know, fourfold, that he didn't retain his chief tax collector status for very long. He was probably ganged up on and forced out of that profession, and so he had to find a different way to earn a living. But he had the Savior with him and in his heart, so, you know, any job with a Savior is better than no Savior and having the riches of the world, you know.
Amen. And is I'm going to read the area where it supports not only what you was sharing, Sister CDC, and also what Brother Rob had just shared. It says in part one of our study, it says, the report of one who had bore himself with kindness and courtesy towards the prescribed classes had spread far and wide. In this chief of the Republican was awakened a longing for a better life. Only a few miles from Jericho, John the Baptist had preached at the Jordan, and Zacchaeus had heard of the call to repentance. The instruction to the Republican, exact no more than that which is appointed you, taken from Luke 3:13, though outwardly disregarded, had impressed his mind. He knew the scripture and was convicted that his practice was wrong. Now, hearing the word reported to have come from the great teacher, he felt that he was a sinner in the sight of God. Yet what he had a candle hope in his heart, repentance, reformation of life, was possible even to him. So it did, not only did he heard when John the Baptist was preaching, but he also studied the scripture. And as the Holy Spirit kept impressing in his heart and pricking it, that's how he came about, by surrendering his will, recognizing that he had wrong actions in his life, and went on the steps towards salvation.
And it kind of remind me, this is Sister Gina, it kind of remind me the parable of the four seeds, and what is the ground that it came about, and what is the outcome. And, you know, and when he was planted, because sometimes we all come into the Word of God with different outlook. Like, you know, like some of us come just for curiosity. Some of us have come, we convicted, but still yet we don't want to change whatever's going on in life. And when it came to Zacchaeus, so how the scriptures say, when he came, he was convicted and he wanted a change. And that is so wonderful. That's what I want to share.
If anyone of the dear family have any other questions that they would like to share or any comments, Sabbath blessing to all our dear brethren that are coming in. You may unmute your mic. Okay, let me see.
The question that I had asked, and thank you for reading it, Titi Rosie, verifying about him basically having the seeds planted from the time of when John was preaching, I just wanted to say, I don't know if anyone knows how long from that time till the time that he had his encounters, like, as in time, I mean, as if years had elapsed since that had happened. So I just wanted to say that you just never know just when the wonderful work of conversion will begin in an individual, that it is a heart service and only the Godhead knows. So just continue to plant the seeds of truth, because there is a work happening beyond the human eyes. And don't be discouraged when we don't see things not come to fruition according to the time that we thought it to be. Just continue to hold fast unto the Lord, and we will know at the end just how much the work and the seeds that were planted for him, what fruit it bore. So just wanted to share that.
Amen. And with the reading, we can be able to acknowledge and see that what is impossible for man, it is possible for God. A lot of people didn't thought that the rich could be able to bring salvation, that whatever it is that they were doing was so much that they couldn't see how they could be pardoned. But that is another way for everyone to see who Christ really was, because only Jesus, which is God as well, can be able to grant salvation to any man based on the working that he does in the heart. There's another part that I wanted to read from our study. It says, already he had begun thus to retrace his steps when the news sounded through Jericho that Jesus was entering the town. Zacchaeus determined to see him. He was beginning to realize how bitter are the fruits of sin and how difficult the path of him who tries to return from a course of wrong. To be misunderstood, to be met with suspicion and distrust in the effort to correct his error, was hard to bear. The chief publican longed to look upon the face of him whose word had brought hope in his heart. That could let us know in reality that when the Spirit of God is working in our hearts, no one can see, but it's just like the seed that is in the ground. Only God can be able to make the seed be able to open up and sprout out of the ground. But look at the anxiety that they have to look for the sun to keep it alive. When this Holy Spirit prick our hearts and open certain truth, no one knows what's going on in the soil of our heart, but the Holy Spirit does. The fruit comes about is the way and the step that he will take to be able to change his life by restoring and to take retribution to what it is that was done in the old life. The new life, which is a new man in Christ, the fruit will be seen by the way how they are. If anyone of their dear brethren have anything else that they would like to share, you may be able to unmute your mic.
Amen. And, you know, this also shows us that as that process was going on in Zacchaeus' heart, he was still the chief publican, the chief tax collector. And so even though this change is taking place, individuals were still spurning him and looking down upon him because of his profession. And that animosity towards him could have interfered with the time in which he became fully converted. So that sort of gives a lesson to us now that those individuals that we may look down upon, that process of conversion, that seed of truth may have already started to grow within them. And by us treating them badly may hinder the time it takes them to become fully changed or fully converted. So this shows us that we really cannot look down upon anyone, that we must treat everyone in a Christ-like manner, no matter what their outward appearance may be, no matter what their profession might be, because we never know if that seed has already been planted, and we don't want to hinder it. We want to encourage it. So it's really, really a great lesson.
Amen. So true. Everybody is called according to the time that the Lord has appointed. Mm-hmm. Salvation came to every man, and we don't know in what manner and in what time and season we are called to be able to make our call and our election sure. Very solemn. If there's any other questions or any comment, anything that you would like to share. Meanwhile, there is another poem. It's called Pride, taken from Adventist Review and Sabbath Herald. And also, it's taken from, it's June 4th, 1857, from
Uriah Smith,
resident editor. If anyone of the dear family would like to take a verse, may you unmute your mic. Our dear sister Joan shared, when I was a child, I was singing Jesus Loves Me, even though I didn't completely understand all his word. Amen. So true. If anyone of the dear family would like to take one of the verses of the poem that is placed entitled Pride, may you begin to do so. Unmute your mic, dear ones.
Though pride may show some nobleness but honors its ally, yet there is such a thing on earth as holding heads too high. The sweetest bird builds near the ground, the loveliest flower springs low, and we must stoop for happiness if we its worth would know.
Like water that encusses the rose, still hardening to its core, so pride encases human hearts until they feel no more. Shut up within the themselves, they live, and selfishly they end. A life that never
kindness
did to kindred or to friend.
Amen.
While virtue like the dew of heaven upon the earth descends and dawns its hidden sweetness and blotches hidden sweetness out, the more as more it bends, and there is a strength in low lines. Oh, I don't know. Lean. Line. What's? I'm having a hard time seeing this. Oh, it's one word. Looks like two. Loneliness. Thank you. Which nerve us to endure. A heroism is distress, in distress, which renders victory sure. Sorry about that.
Amen.
Humblest being born, it's great. If true to his degree, his virtue illustrates his fate, whatever that may be, then let us daily learn to love simplicity and worth, for not the eagle, but the dove brought peace unto the earth.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, dear ones, if there's any testimonies or any songs that you would like to share, and meanwhile you're gathering your thoughts, we are going to give our dear brother Dick a chance also to ask questions on the children story time, and I will pass the mic to our dear brother Dick.
All right. Good morning, boys and girls. Did you have any questions from last week? And put them in the room, and when I get done, I'll go over and see if I can see something to answer. Thank you. It's a review day for the 22nd. Since sense of God's presence banishes fear, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. In other words, don't give up. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever, that's wherever, thou goest. Joshua 1:9. That was the promise that the Lord gave Joshua when he was to take over as leader of the children of Israel. The only sense of God's presence can banish or remove the fear that for the timid child, one who's afraid to speak up, would make life a burden. Let him or her fix in his or her memory the promise. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about him, around about them that fear him, and delivereth them. And to camp around means you stay nearby. Let him or her read the wonderful story of Elisha in the mountain city and between him and the hosts of armed foemen or enemies were a mighty encircling band of heavenly angels. Let him or her read how to Peter in prison and condemned to death, God's angels appeared, how past the armed guards, the massive door, that's the big front door, and the great iron gate with their bolts and bars. Bolts are what's used to hold things together. Let me see. I guess my sound's on. The angel of the Lord, of God's servant, led God's servant forth in safety. The angel took Peter outside to let him get away from the soldiers. Let him or her read of that scene on the sea when the tempest-tossed the boat was being tossed around in the storm. That's what tempest tossed. When the tempest-tossed soldiers and seamen or sailors, worn with hard with labor and watching and long fasting, hauled the prisoner away to trial and execution. That's where they kill people. Spoke these words, those words of courage and hope. Be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you. For there stood by me this night the angel of the Lord, angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, or see, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. In the faith of this promise, Paul assured his companions, or gave them hope, there shall not an hair of your, there shall not a hair fall from the head of any of you. So it came to pass, well, that's exactly what happened. Because there was in that ship one man through whom God could work, the whole shipload, everybody on board, the heathen soldiers, the sailors, was preserved. Heathen means people that don't know Jesus. Let the self-distrustful, they're timid, who lack self-reliance, you know, lead them to shrink from care and responsibility. Let the self-distrustful be taught reliance or dependence on God. Thus, many a one who otherwise would be but a cipher, that's a person that feels worthless in the world, perhaps only a helpless burden, but be able to say with the Apostle Paul, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. My sons and daughters, 197. Be strong and of good courage, and be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Joshua 1:9. see if we have any questions over here. I remember the last statement was okay, so here we go. Okay, I don't see any questions, so thank you for listening, and I'll turn you back to Elino or something.
Thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. If there's any other question or comments that we'd like to share in the room, maybe we can be able to do so, maybe during the youth study or even after our sermons. We went up a little bit over the time. So next week we will continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled Zacchaeus in our study book, Desire of Ages. Any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to close with prayer. May you unmute your mic. If we can all bow our heads and our hearts as we come boldly before the throne of grace. I first want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving me the opportunity to be able to have internet. Even though that we are not able to have any kind of connection, our phones are off and our internet also, we are doing it through the cell. And I would like to thank the Lord that he gave us the opportunity to stay on and stabilize the connection. Father Jesus, as these studies that we are about to be able to partake, we ask in the Holy Spirit to be in our midst, to bring the word to our hearts, to give us courage as well, to be able to trust in Jesus and look only upon him, for he is the only one that can give us the power to become sons and daughters and to come into the plan of salvation by surrendering all to him, leaving all things at his feet. Father, may you bless each of all the little ones, their parents, and all our brothers and sisters that are not here. May you bless them, Father Jesus, and especially thank you for bringing my nieces back from Korea safely, Father Jesus. And I'm so thankful that you have gave us the strength to be able to trust in thee and know that you will be able to bring it about. We want to thank you about that as well. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Well, dear one, next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will continue with our lesson 281, chapter 1, is entitled Zacchaeus, part 3, and that will be held June 29, 2019. Hope and pray all for blessed, and may you continue on in the services, and we can ask the question if there is any thought that comes after. God bless everyone. May you all have a blessed Sabbath.